update.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
And welcome to hour number two from New York. A beautiful fall evening in New York, but it will not stay that way long. It's going to get cold fast over the next couple of days. And Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Stephen Baldwin on the road tonight. He's at an event in South Carolina and representing the faithful there and trying to fight the good fight. So we're rolling on in the hostile takeover mode when one of us is in and the other one isn't. That's how that works. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. At 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, so a little over an hour ago, hour and 7 minutes ago, the federal government shut down the healthcare.gov website, and it's scheduled to be shut down for quite some time so that they can, tinker under the hood, try to get it fixed. It's not exactly gone smoothly for them in the 1 month that it's been active as of today. 888-340-3373. I've asked you to tell us your story, if you have had any interaction with the site, what you feel about things like people's policies getting canceled because they've been told they are substandard by the administration, and being told that after they were promised if they liked their policy, they could keep it. The president said that plainly, explicitly, multiple times. If you like your policy, you can keep it. That's not the case. They're not letting the insurance companies offer those policies any further. 888-340-3373. Now, just before the top of the hour break, Lisa is watching us in Texas tonight on television. And, Lisa, you were telling us that you've done some reading into a part of Obamacare that you find particularly troubling, and it's the data chip implant. Of course, one of the criticisms of Obamacare as a whole is that it makes this huge information hub of everybody's information in the entire country. But you're saying the implantable chip is even worse. Why?
Yes, the implantable chip I feel is worse because it says eventually everyone will be implanted with it. And as far as the ultimate goal is to force private insurance companies out of sight completely. And I've already been on the site. I'm a single mother. And I qualify for a credit and as well as for my child. And if I did not have the credit, I would have to pay out of pocket, mind you, a single working mother. I think my insurance will cost for the, I think it was the gold plan. It will cost me out of pocket $1,300 a month.
For just the two of you?
Just for the two of us. And without the, and, with the, coverage, it's still like 500 and something. I'm like, that's a car note.
Yeah, no, that's a mortgage in some states.
Right, and even the insurance that my boss had, she got noticed. She's paying like $500-something. Her insurance was going to go up to maybe about $800.
I don't know how people can. I don't know how people can absorb that much of a spending increase, Lisa. Because when you think about it, nothing in the economy has produced anything for us to be suddenly enlarging our budgets by $500 to $600 a month per family. How are you going to be able to pay for it?
Well, there are some options of what they call, I believe it's under the silver plan that would be available to me. It's called Blue Cross Blue Shield is handling the Dallas DFW area. I did find out this from talking to a rep that in the Dallas area, only Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to be offered to us through this Obamacare.
So that's another thing I want. That's another thing I want to bring up because everything we were told. First of all, we were told it would cost less. It's now costing more. We were told more people would be insured. Right now, there are way more people not insured, and they said that competition would increase. But you're the second person tonight in the second state tonight on this show to say hey, in our region, they're limiting the number of companies that they're even going to allow to offer the coverage.
That is correct. And if you go on the site, I'm here in Texas. I only saw Blue Cross, I think it was Aetna and United Healthcare. Now, I did find out that in Houston, they're going to be having an option to do Humana, and I think it was United Healthcare. And now, the thing about what they're offering here through Blue Cross in Dallas, no physicians want to touch the HMO.
Right.
Because one of the plans, I could pay 1 cent a month for me and my daughter both, but guess what? No physician's going to want to deal with me. And the deductible was, I think, like $15,000. And then the copay was a little bit more than that. And the kicker is the insurance companies are not going to pay a thing for us until we have met those deductibles.
Yep. No, it's good. It's all
so
a mess.
We as citizens, we've been bamboozled. This thing has, we have been lied to. And my hat goes off to Mr. Cruz and the Republican Party for I hate they did not take a stand for this thing the more, even before it came along. But I am really hoping that they go back to try to fight this thing. We that are getting into this thing need to spread the word, what we're finding out about it. And even as far as someone in the media, I hope you guys go in and research and read. Eventually, we all are going to have this implantable radio frequency chip implanted in us.
Yeah, no.
And it also says that they will want to use it for electronic health records and things like that.
Yeah, of course.
But it also says whatever the secretary deems that's appropriate that they can read from it.
Right. They always, then that's the way it always works. Thank you, Lisa, for the call. Thank you for your good information. Thank you for being a clear-headed African-American woman who is concerned about the welfare of her child, saying, you know what, it may not be politically correct for me to say all of this, but I'm going to say the truth anyway. I really value you, Lisa. Please call back again sometime. Great, great caller. But one of the yes, that's how they do it. They say, look, we're only going to have this chip in there just in case of emergencies. We're only going to be able to read this in case. Does anybody think that that's the way it's going to stay? Does anybody believe that all of the combined records that they're going to put into the Obamacare database are going to be used just for your medical purposes? They're lining up everything from your library card usage to your criminal records to your counties of registration of voting in the past. They're asking you to re-register to vote. Almost everything you can imagine, military service, any type of IRS access, etc., it's all going into one big pot. Why is that necessary? So they can keep track of you easier. Silly, that's why. 888-340-3373. Now, from Texas to Michigan, let's go to AM 1400. Ken is in Detroit. Hi, Ken. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough tonight, in for myself and Stevie B. Glad you're here.
Yeah, addressing Obamacare, first of all, I was buying my own health insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield, a basic PPO catastrophic plan. And like so many others, Blue Cross has dropped my plan.
Ken, how long had you had that policy?
Over 6 years.
And see, we were specifically told by the president that if you liked your plan, and specifically if it was an older plan like that, it could be grandfathered in.
Here's the facts about Obamacare that we have to keep in mind. And if we surf the internet, we can find all the audio and video clips to support this. Barack Obama and the Democrats and those who support Obamacare never intended for this to be successful, because Obamacare is a stepping stone to pure socialized medicine. And here's the thing. And when I hear Democrats in big shock about this, I'm saying I told you so.
Right.
In other words, for the last 5 years on conservative talk radio, on Fox, the truth about what was going to happen with Obamacare was being screamed. Danger, danger. Hey, here's what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, here we are, and here's all these people shocked about, hey, Obama lied. Well, 5 years ago, I knew Obama lied. 5 years ago, I knew the Democrats were lying.
Yeah, but there's a truth about this, Ken, that I think has really set in, and that is this. Some people don't pay attention to lies that politicians say until they hit their own personal pocketbook. And so from that standpoint, this has really opened some new people's eyes that, that had not been paying attention previously. And if some of the polls look in any way truthful in terms of 2014, this may go very bad for people that supported Obamacare up till this point.
Here's what I'm observing. Now, I unfortunately know a lot of what I would describe as bleeding heart liberals, Democrats, progressives, the hardcore Obama sheep. They are not blaming Obama. They are not blaming the Democrats. They're blaming, and I've heard this term so many times, the greedy insurance companies.
They're making
too much profit. How dare they raise their
The only
prices?
Problem with that, Ken, and thank you for your call, the only problem with that is that the only reason the insurance companies are failing is because...
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, October 31st, 2013, gold opened at $13.2650. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7454, $6.8727 for a half ounce, or $3.4363 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.7454, $6.8727, and $3.4363. Happy Halloween!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
We're live in New York every Saturday night. It's 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough. And tonight I've asked you a very simple question. It's 1 month to the day since the Obamacare website went live. Were you able to sign up? Has your personal policy been impacted in any way by the new law and the new mandates that went into effect in October 1? That new law, by the way, says you have to buy health insurance. You don't have an option anymore. It's one of the first times the Supreme Court has ever said that the federal government has the power to force you to purchase something. And what we're finding out about everything about Obamacare is it's turned out to be not true. We were told it would cost less. It's costing most families about $2,500 more a month or a year per family. We're finding that on the whole, fewer people now have insurance than had it before. We were told this would make it more accessible. We found out all of six people signed up for it on the first day, a little over 250 by the last time they had kept count. We were told this was the solution to 43 million people. If 43 million people were clamoring for health insurance, why didn't they get it? It's really really quite discouraging when you see that. You see things like the woman in Florida who is 56 years of age. She was paying $54 a month for a very high deductible health insurance plan. She doesn't need birth control pills. She doesn't need abortions anymore. She doesn't need any of that stuff. She didn't want any of that in a policy. She now has to buy a policy where she pays $591 a month because the policy she had was, quote, illegal. Why was it illegal, by the way? Because the president says it's substandard. The president says you have to have a policy that gives you birth control. You have to have a policy that says you have abortions covered. You have to have a policy that will give you mammograms, even if you're a male. You have to have policies that will take care of every jot and tittle of everything that you could possibly dream up in your health care world. And friends, that's like the worst way possible to create health care reform. What we really should be doing is setting up health insurance to be much more like car insurance. Only a limited number of people need to have the all-encompassing everything. Most people can afford a certain degree of financial ability to pay some on their own, and that's what they should do. I think a lot of people are going to look at this and go, I can't even afford the policies they have. I'm just going to dare them to fine me, and I'm probably not going to pay the fine. But here's the thing at the end of the day. We have fewer people insured. Everyone that is paying more. All of the prices are much higher than what we were told it was going to be. And tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time, an hour and 24 minutes ago, they shut down healthcare.gov because they said it's got too many problems. They got to fix it. They're going back to the drawing board with it. By the way, the other subplot to this whole thing was the real arrogance that the administration put on display this week. You know, President Obama came out and kept talking about substandard policies. He kept saying, well, you know, yeah, the insurance companies did get rid of those substandard policies. What, you mean the ones you could keep, period? Yeah, the ones I said you could keep? Yeah, those were substandard policies. They didn't meet the measure of coverage that I felt you should have. They didn't give you the coverage that I, Mr. Obama, feel like is important for you to carry on you and your family. You shouldn't have any say in that decision. It should be the federal government, specifically the executive branch, specifically the president of the United States, who's deciding what insurance Kevin and the lovely bride and the two ankle biters have. Same for Mark and Jackie and I and everybody else in the building. And by the way, some of the people in my building working for my company have had their policies canceled because they were told they were incomplete, substandard policies. Substandard by who? Who decides? Oh, the all-knowing one that sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Should we all genuflect and bow every day? Oh, thank you, oh, great one, for giving us the privilege to have health care coverage the way you see it. How about this? Kathleen Sebelius said this week, when she was brought up on Capitol Hill, she said, because a lot of people said, this rollout was such bad news. It was just so horrific. You should resign. And her response to the leaders in the Senate and the Congress that said that, said, the majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for. Kathleen Sebelius, a cabinet secretary in office at our pleasure at this minute. We hired her. We hired the person who hired her. She works for us. We're the owners of the corporation. We're the stockholders. We decide who gets to run the board and which department levels they have. And she has the audacity to say that she doesn't work for us? I don't work for you. Do you see the hubris here? Not only did they shove this law down our throats that nobody wants. Nobody wants this. And the longer it's out, the fewer people that actually think it had any remote good idea attached to it. But now the people that are in charge of putting it into play, assigning an IRS agent to come investigate you if you don't sign up for it, people in charge of telling you what kind of policy to buy and how much you have to spend for it, et cetera, all of those folks, they now are telling us that they don't work for us anymore. Who the heck do they think they are? I just got to ask that question because it seems like everybody's forgotten. 888-340-3373, your reaction to any of this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Red Bank, New Jersey, because Ralph is right there, AM 970 out of New York. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, Mr. Kevin, sir, how are you? It has been, you know, the weeks that I haven't got you on the radio. This is the equivalent of walking in the Sahara. They said looking for an oasis, but now you are here. Lucky me that today I was able to get on once again to the employer provided without naming the name of the employer, healthcare plan. Thanks goodness also that that's still going on, okay? Even with the slight changes being that I'm now required to pay $20 a week. The $20 of, you know, what I make every week is taken out from from my paycheck. That has to do with the fact that I signed on to the FSA. You understand what that means, right, Kevin? FSA is some kind of like a savings account.
Right, a medical savings account, yes.
Right. They introduced that, and I have it's still a PPO. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield. Okay, and
but Ralph, that's only going to stay effective as long as Blue Cross Blue Shield is soluble. Here's the problem: if they are canceling, 12 to 15 million more policies, they're not going to have a customer base to stay in business. And I got to think that some people think that's the goal from the very beginning.
And if, even if you are not in the quote unquote Obama healthcare plan, the impact of this you are feeling,
it's killing the free market. You're absolutely right, Ralph. Thank you for your call. We got to run. It's a commercial break. It's Baldwin McCullough from New York. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 or Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's Ball and McCullough live from New York, and we're glad you're with us each and every Saturday night. A live shot of Times Square was what you were just looking at, and yeah, it's a beautiful, perfect night in New York City, and what we've got is cold weather on the way. So wherever you're at, I'm grateful that you're taking us along. Normally, the actor Stephen Baldwin and yours truly, Kevin McCullough, yucking it up, being kind of silly on a Saturday. We like to have some laughs and some fun. But tonight I'm just not in a jovial mood. When I have Kathleen Sebelius saying that American people that are upset with her and say she should resign, she doesn't think she works for her. I'm like, what? Where do you get the audacity to say that kind of stuff to us? 888-340-3373. It's been 1 month to the day since the Obamacare healthcare website went up, healthcare.gov. It's been 1 month to the day since the the requirement, the mandate went into effect that you had to buy health insurance. And so far, as best we can tell, only a few hundred people have. We were told that there were 43 million people that were clamoring for it. We were told that it was going to cost everybody less. It's averaged about $2,500 more per family since this has all happened. I was just speaking with our audio technician, Mark, in the break. In the last school year, because he's still one of those, you know, thriving students trying to better the gray matter between his ears on a daily basis. $400 the previous semester for the student health care insurance, up to $1,300 for the new policy. And why? What's the difference? Oh, it's because they don't offer that substandard insurance anymore. Why? Because it's obvious. As a male, Mark needs his hormone treatments, his mammograms, his abortion, and his birth control pills. Obviously. Who of us that are men don't? But why are we being required to have policies that give that coverage? Even single men. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Troy, Michigan, because Sandy is there. Sandy, thank you for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you. You know, I keep hearing the media report that this just affects people getting individual insurance, not employer-based. Excuse me. And ours is employer-based, just me and my husband. We're in our 50s with a grandkid, and my husband has MS. Our insurance, he actually has to negotiate the insurance for his company and pick it, and then the owner approves it. The first year this was enacted, principal insurance, which was our insurance for a while, they totally stopped offering health coverage, period. They were just going to stick with life insurance or whatever else they do. Second year, United was more. Third year, which is this year, it's even more. And then, the prices are just, we're not even sure at this point if the employer, you know, the owner of the business is going to authorize to keep the insurance.
Yeah, and he probably won't.
They're going up so high.
Sandy, he probably won't. And let me tell you what another story of a local small business owner here in the New York area that I'm familiar with. He runs a broker title, real estate title company, holding company. And I don't know, has maybe 20 employees, 25, something like that. Over the last 3 years, 3 years ago, he had the Gold Plan insurance company. It cost him X amount of dollars. His employees were happy. He was offering great coverage. The next year, for the same amount of money, they had to drop to the bronze coverage. The following year, which was this last year, they had to drop to catastrophic only because for the amount of money they were paying, that's all they could afford on the healthcare spectrum. The reason that this is taking place in the private market and the reason your husband's company may not offer insurance in the days to come is because the private companies are having their customer base siphoned off away from them by everybody saying, well, just go get it out of the exchanges. The companies are realizing, I don't have to spend money to help provide people's insurance. That's no longer a benefit to my company, so just go get it from the exchanges, meaning private insurers that are doing had been doing these policies through private companies are saying, okay, we're losing our customer base. And that's coupled with what the president called the substandard policies, like if your husband, you know, didn't have the ability to get a hysterectomy for himself on his policy because it's so likely that he would ever need one. But it's that kind of idea that has driven the cost extremely high, even in the exchanges and the companies that we started seeing the drag on the company provider insurance about a year ago. Now that the mandate has kicked in, that's going to be accelerated and the waterfall is just going to get worse and worse. Sandy, thanks for the call. I appreciate your thoughtfulness. I'm sorry that you're in that situation. More of your calls when we continue on.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
8255. Very glad that you're with us week to week here on Baldwin McCullough Live. And as we have been watching on the television screen over the last few weeks, the scene outside the studio here in Times Square is one that is still nice weather-wise. That's going to change. We're past Halloween now. Thank goodness. My least favorite holiday. The holiday I hate the most. I'm so glad it's done. Now I just get to focus on the end of the year and Thanksgiving, which is my favorite, and then Christmas, which isn't a far second behind that one. Great times with family. Hope you're going to have great end of the year opportunities with people that you love and have them close to you. One of the things you may be kibitzing about together is the common health insurance dilemma that everyone will be in certainly by the end of the year, this thing is going to be even a bigger mess than it is now. And part of the reason is because it's not designed to work properly. Part of the reason is the Affordable Health Care Act is designed to give you stuff you don't need and make you pay for stuff you don't want. And I wrote about that in this book. It was my 2009 bestseller, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama is Dismantling Hope and Change. There's a whole thing in here about what it means to create purposeful dependency and some of the key steps to breaking yourselves of that. But the problem is you have an entire system dedicated by an entire government that is hoping to create an enslavement of sorts to a system that is not committed to efficiency, not committed to the welfare of the people that it's serving, is committed very much so to advancing an ideological idea that government should be in control of more and more and more of your life. I think the rollout of the website alone has pretty much proven that you shouldn't let them anywhere near your life. Keep them as far away as is humanly possible. You'll probably be better off. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Frank is dialing us up from Idaho, listening on the Genesis Communication Network tonight. Hi, Frank. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hello. I'd like to ask you, is there any constructive criticism you forget about the conservative movement in America?
That's a huge, vague, large question. I could go anywhere with that.
Let me start giving some constructive criticism, okay? I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Sean Hannity every day from the beginning of the show all the way through.
I don't care if you do or not. What difference does that make to me?
I'm trying to help you in your audience. Will you let me help?
Frank, if you're not going to be rude about it. I'm just asking you.
I'm not trying to be rude.
Okay, let me ask you to follow up.
You misunderstood me.
Frank, you start out by going, I don't listen to any of these guys. I've never mentioned any of those guys. What difference does that make?
I'm trying to make a point about the conservative movement. Can I make my point?
It depends if you have the capability of it. Go.
Okay, thank you. As far as I know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, George Riley, Professor Stan on Genesis, Captain Harbrook has never advocated. Why don't the conservative movement quit being so obsessed about having a constitutional amendment to outlaw abortion, put that to a side on a temporary basis, and become obsessed and focused to push for a constitutional amendment with a retroactive clause that outlaws Obamacare? I've listened to the 700 Club for years, and that guy, Pat Robertson, has never advocated a constitutional amendment with a retroactive clause to outlaw abortion, and the Family Research Council's not pushing for it. The Christian Legal Society's not pushing for it.
I have no idea what your beef is. So you're saying that the pro-life movement is the cause that Obamacare exists?
No, not the pro-life movement, the conservative movement. That they're so obsessed about outlawing abortion, they're not even talking about a constitutional amendment with a retro clause to outlaw abortion.
I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about, Frank. The problem with the conservative movement and the Republican Party at large, from my perspective, is there's not nearly enough attention to the idea of what constitutes an actual person. If you answered the question of who was a person, you would solve both the pro-life issue and the constitutionality of many of these issues immediately.
Obamacare too, huh?
My problem is not that Rush and Sean and Glenn and all these guys are talking about abortion too much. I can't ever find ever where they're talking about it. So you're not listening.
Okay,
You're not following the same. Rush, Sean, Glenn, all those guys that you just named that are out there, because none of them are talking about this.
Oh, I see your point. But what do you think about my idea about Obamacare with a retroactive clause?
Everybody's talked about defunding it and getting rid of it or replacing it or expunging it or voting it down.
Constitutional amendment with retroactive clause.
Okay, Frank. Do you know, first of all, it would be far easier just to undo it at the federal level. Do you know how hard it is? Do you know what the process is to go get a constitutional amendment?
Yeah, I have to go to three-fourths of the state and pass by three-fourths of the state.
It's going to take 25 years to get that done. Why not just undo it at the federal level?
I'm just trying to point out some constructive criticism. You know, all these conservatives are complaining about Obamacare, but no one is bringing up a potential constitutional amendment with a retroactive clause legally binding, constitutionally binding. That's all I'm saying. You know, they do a lot of
because it's a lot faster to not do that.
Solutions.
All right. Thank you, Frank. It would just be a lot faster not to do it that way. If you're interested in getting rid of Obamacare, a constitutional amendment with a retroactive clause would be probably the least efficient way of getting it done. Just go undo it. Defund it. Pass a law that strikes it down. Start over again. It's much simpler that way. 888-340-3373. Line 2, Robert in Bethesda, Maryland. Hi, Robert. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
Yeah, good evening. I guess I don't get as much time as the chip lady, but that's about 50 years from now anyway. What I wanted to mention was I was listening to NPR, okay, and they read a slip that this website simultaneously links to the Internal Revenue Service, the Social Security Administration.
They do.
And
it does.
The Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
That's why it keeps crashing. Now, they're going to fix that, I'm sure. But here's what I also would like to say. This thing was born in a conservative think tank called the Heritage Foundation. And you guys are ignoring this issue. You're ignoring the issue that both the Republicans and the Democrats are both in together on this thing. This is a control freak's dream. They've been trying to figure out how to tap into the underground economy for the last 50 years.
Robert, hold on. We're up against the break. You're going to get time on the other side if you'll hold the line. Hold on. Stay with us.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're wrapping up the broadcast tonight. Steven's been on assignment, so it's just been KMC with you tonight. Back to Bethesda, Maryland, where Robert was telling us that this is a bipartisan project, that many people want to have their hands in the amount of data that Obamacare is actually harnessing. And, Robert, you're not going to find any argument from me on that. That's one of the reasons... I believe people like Ted Cruz have been trying to get it defunded and stopped. There are legitimate concerns that go far beyond just the economic ones associated with the Obamacare policy.
Let me ask you this question. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Don't you believe that because this thing was born in a conservative think tank like the Heritage Foundation, don't you think the Republicans are just pretending to be against this thing so they won't lose their voter base?
I don't think most of the Republicans are pretending to be against it. Most of them worked to undermine Ted Cruz when he went on his mission to stop it. I don't know what you've got against the Heritage Foundation, but the Heritage Foundation did give some ideas to Romney Care in Massachusetts that was then used as the skeleton to create what has become Obamacare. But there is very little resembling what originally came from the Heritage Foundation in the final Obamacare policy. And if you don't believe me, I would welcome you to send me your exact conflicts with that in by page number from the Obamacare legislation. 2,007 pages of actual law, 1 million plus pages of regulations governing that law. That never came from the Heritage Foundation.
Right, but the idea of a national database to get everybody to sign up for something, whether it's paid insurance or Medicare, this is a dream that's been bipartisan, because there's, forget the 47 million people who don't pay taxes, there's another 30 or 40 million people that should be paying taxes that aren't paying taxes because they're not filing. You Google non-filers, and you'll find their number in the tens of millions.
Yep.
This is going to put an end. This is going to put an end to all this. And I'll tell you something. There's a lot of people that are probably going to go to jail over this thing, because they're going to sign up for Medicaid, and they're going to have all this money going through their checking account, and the IRS is going to say, gee, you know, how come you're not paying taxes on this $1,000 a month that you're running through your checking account?
If the government turns out to be that competent, Robert, I will drop dead from shock the moment that I see it occur. I think this is a big sewer pipe of waste, fraud, and abuse that is just dying to happen. And I think that the first month has only been typical of what we're going to see in the years to come, not anti-typical.
Let me ask you one last question.
Quickly.
If you're against the national health care, any kind of national health care, why are we forced to pay for Israel's national health care plan? We give them $11 billion a year so they can kill people.
Why are you so in favor of a national health care plan if it's got so many problems to it, Robert?
Well, first of all, I don't like this plan. The Obamacare...
I got to run. I'll see everyone next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8255. 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now. For a